Ed Lundy greets people with a big laugh. He calls everyone young man or young lady, and that's how Ed thinks of himself. But 10 years ago, doctors told Ed that his days were numbered.
I got drafted in the Army right out of high school. I got wounded, had to have surgery. I had a total of like 16 surgeries. They had to take the majority of my intestines out. That's what made me retire. After that last surgery, I guess I was told that probably best to just go head on because your days is short. And I was told that I would never be able to eat solid foods. But I guess in my mind, I just felt like that I just wasn't going to accept that. I was going to get better.
When Ed left the hospital, he started walking. And he started eating.
I went walking every morning. As I got stronger, started eating different. Then I began to walk twice a day. And each time, after months of doing this, I was getting stronger, feeling good. Metabolism was increasing. I was beginning to eat things that they say I could never eat again. No solid food. I was eating steaks and lobster tails and some of everything. And I said, wow, this is good.
About 4 years ago, Ed got a flyer in the mail about the Jacksonville Senior Games, competition segmented by age groups for people 50 and up. Ed was retired and working out. He didn't think too much about competing, but the Senior Games did sound like fun.
Got the flyer from the Senior Games, and I said, wow, I might try that. I wasn't trained in anything like that, so the 100 meters, I got second. And then I found out that the guy that got first, he held the state for probably the last 3 or 4 years. If I train, I think I could win this event. And then I did the lifting the same year, and I got, you know, I won first in the bench and the deadlift. I started feeling good about things, you know, and I just started training a little harder. So last, I guess, 4 years, I won the deadlift in state. And the last, what, 2 or 3 years, I won the 100 meters in state. So I hold the record now for both events. I know I can get stronger and I can get faster.
Events in the Senior Games, especially weightlifting, are collegial. All the contestants cheer each other, they help with setting weights on the bars, and no one cheers more than Ed. His involvement in sports goes beyond just cheering, though.
All I want to do now is give back. I tutor. I got 3 young boys that I tutor in middle school. The weightlifting training, track and field, I coach, and I try to inspire other people like my age to get involved in fitness. I'm not old, you know, but to them, you know, they like 20-something. I think I'm an old man. I said, see, now that you got something to look forward to when you get my age, you still can do these things if you want to.
Ed mentors students and athletes for the joy of it. But he also knows that when you help someone, you never really know how far your gift may travel.
I look at it now and it's not about me anymore. I got a second chance. Sometimes you do things in life, you never know who's watching you. You never know who you're going to inspire by doing what you're doing. You might not even know. Someone can be sitting out watching you do something and they say, wow, man, I think I can do this too.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.